Two women in floral dresses stare at their phones while Rickhouse bartender Louis Santucci mixes their drinks. He places a sprig of mint on the yellow liquid, waits for the women to look up, and slides the drinks across the bar. Santucci has spent 11 years bartending in California, so he's used to customers using their phones.
I've seen the whole transformation. We went from like no one on their cell phones to a little bit more, and the smarter phones got, the more people are on them all the time.
With the increased number of phones in bars, Santucci says more and more people are forgetting their phones on the bar at the end of the night.
Say per week, like in four shifts, I'll find maybe 2 to 4 phones. But usually what happens is if I don't find them first, they will get stolen.
According to Verizon Wireless Public Relations Manager Heidi Flato, forgetting your smartphone should be considered the same as leaving a tiny computer open to the public.
We're also using them for mobile banking and for stock trades and exchanging sensitive business information, PowerPoint files, all kinds of things. These are really powerful little devices. Make sure that you've got that locked down with a complex passcode that only you know. You don't share it with anyone else.
Plato says that within minutes of finding your phone, someone can use your credit card, find your address, or load an application that tracks your every move. Because of this, mobile phone companies are adding features to protect people who lose their phones.
You can do things like enter a new lock code and lock it remotely immediately. You can do a remote wipe on all of the data. So that really keeps your information safe if your device falls into the wrong hands.
Back at the Rickhouse bar, Santucci tells of a lucky break that taught him just how easily a stranger can track you with your cell phone.
Okay, say mine. I left mine on BART on accident, and the woman that found it actually got a hold of me. I mean, she went into my band's email, which is on my Gmail, and returned my phone to me.
When he's not mixing martinis or stirring sangria, Santucci now keeps his phone well within his line of sight. For the Hearst Journalism Awards program, I'm Clark Hodges.